Welcome to The Point. I'm Mindy Todd. Our region has a rich and eclectic music scene. We have live opera performances, symphonic concerts, jazz, folk, Celtic, and rock bands. There are local recording studios, jam sessions, and open mic nights. Walk down any main street, and regardless of the season, you're likely to find live music being performed. All of that came to a halt in March because of the coronavirus, and it's unclear when live music performances will be back in full swing. Nothing takes the place of live music, but radio is the perfect medium to continue to share and enjoy music. Today, we devote the program to a few of the many talented musicians with ties to the Cape Islands and South Coast. We start with Diana DeGioia and her new song, Everything But Love. Due to social distancing, Diana was unable to get into a recording studio, so she recorded in her home. Here's Diana.
I'm one of the many people who can't work from home. I had to close my small business, Community Acupuncture on Cape Cod, on March 14th because of the COVID virus. When I'm not working on landing some sort of government funding to help my business, I've got a fair amount of free time. It's been difficult to write, though, partly because the scope of the losses that we are all facing is so vast. I think it's also because of my fear and uncertainty about the future, bumping up against the sweetness of the now. Time for the garden, time for my spouse, time for myself that I haven't had in many years. This song comes out of that now moment and the way I'm experiencing it. Our band is called Out Late with Diana DeGioia. It includes myself, my wife Melody Massey on harmonies, Jay Hagenbuckle on lead guitar, and Melissa Weidman on bass. We weren't able to include Melissa or Jay in this new song because of the social distancing.
There's a sweetness to doing nothing in my own sweet time, with no way to make a dollar and no place to go. And there's a sweetness when you hold me in our own sweet home. I'd forgotten in my rush to get our ducks all in a row. Now the world is on pause. We don't know what's coming next. We have lost everything but love. Wrap your arms around me, darling. Here's our chance to take a breath. We have lost everything but love. Everything but love. Well, they set you on a race with no finish line. After a while, it's only running that you know. If you're lucky, strong and white, you may collect some of the prize. But you lose yourself along the way, the further that you go. Now the world is on pause. We don't know what's coming next. We have lost everything but love. Wrap your arms around me, darling. Here's our chance to take a breath. We have lost everything but love. Everything but love. There's a mockingbird singing all the neighborhood songs, and the sun has finally made it out to play. Let's just sit here in the yard while the hours wander by. We know the future's gonna find us anyway. Now the world is on pause. We don't know what's coming next. We have lost everything but love. Wrap your arms around me, darling. Here's our chance to take a breath. We have lost everything but love. Everything but love.
That was Diana DeGioia performing Everything But Love.
This is Luke Vos from Crooked Coast. The pandemic has changed everything for musicians. Live music was one of the first things canceled, and I think it will be one of the last to return. Last year, we produced our first music festival, Coast Fest, and we'd taken the profits to book a trip to LA to record a new EP. We had plane tickets, a producer booked, studio time, an Airbnb, and all that went away in the blink of an eye. The thing is, though, if you're an independent artist, the odds are always stacked against you. Whatever you're trying to do always seems crazy and impossible, until it isn't. So how are we going to create within these new confines? In some ways, it's like being a new band. We're just going to do whatever excites us. Bands and artists are going to have to get really creative to remain active and connect with their fans. Everyone is going to come out of this changed, but we will come out of it.
Here's Crooked Coast performing Juju.
I said, baby, maybe we're crazy. I said, baby, maybe we're crazy.
Was Crooked Coast performing Juju. Up next, we have a collaboration of several local musicians, Frank Poransky, Larry Chaplin, Michael Holt, and Tiana Esperanza performing Alex Brewer's song Gypsy. It was recorded at Brick Hill Studio in Orleans by John Evans. Tiana tells us she chose this song because it's a testament to the collaboration of local artists whom she hopes can come together again soon.
Gypsy, it's been a while and you'll have to move on real soon. Gypsy, that's what you call a victim of a crescent moon. A gypsy, a nice word for someone who'll be moving on. A gypsy, a word for someone you love who loves to be gone. And it's a big wide world, and someday you're gonna take it real far. But right now, I don't see why you can't just be where you are. Cause where you are, if you can't find it here, I really don't know what you're looking for. And gypsy, you love where you are, and where you are loves you even more. Cared a little too much what other people thought of you. A gypsy, never looking hard at the charms people had bought of you. And I know you peddle a loop in your pawn of mystery. But you got your sentimental treasure from here to the China Sea. And deep down, I'm just like you, and all I really want to do is roam. But gypsy, there's a couple of roads that never lead back home.
Hi, I'm Bert Jackson. My quartet just released our second album, Light of the Sun. It features my new Latin originals, blues, our favorite standards, and fun originals from bassist Ro Osborne. The quartet is rounded out with Paul Lesniak on tenor and alto sax, and Karim Sanjigi on drums. Brazilian pianist Fabiano de Castro plays on the bossa nova-inspired Light of the Sun and Nunca Neve No Rio. It's a great snapshot of the band and picks up on the energy you'd hear at a live show. It was recorded at John Evans' Brick Hill Studios in Orleans and mastered by Jay Sheehan. Paul's wife Janet Lesniak provided artwork for the cover. I'm really blessed to be part of this special Cape Cod creative community. My musical family has been hard hit by the coronavirus quarantine. aside from the financial impact, which is devastating for many, it has also hit us in the heart of what we do, sharing music with the world. But many have stepped up, releasing new records, recording and sharing musical projects, and performing live shows via Facebook. I'd encourage everyone who is able to throw something in the virtual tip jar, buy a record, or make a donation to the Arts Foundation Artist Relief Fund. Thank you.
That was the Burt Jackson Quartet. We're getting a sample of just a few of our region's talented local musicians this hour on The Point. We'll have more after a quick break. You're listening to The Point, and we're hearing music created by just a few of the many talented musicians who have ties to the Cape Coast and Islands this hour. Up next, a cappella.
My name is Julia, and I'm a part of Cape Harmony. For those of you who are unfamiliar with our group, Cape Harmony is a professional female a cappella group based out of Hyannis. We typically sing all across Cape Cod all summer long through our weekly concert series and our private gigs. I'm sharing our cover of Blue Skies in the style of Ella Fitzgerald. This is a track that's featured on our recently released live album, titled Feels Like Home, which contains songs from our 2019 summer season. This song was always so fun to perform, given that it is such a classic. This song has such a great sentiment to it, and it was an incredible song to sing when we were outside performing on a beautiful summer day on the Cape with a blue sky. Due to COVID-19, we are currently in the midst of our first ever virtual summer season, meaning that the 10 of us are operating Cape Harmony from the safety of our own homes, anywhere from Massachusetts to New York to Virginia. This is a huge task to undertake, given that the only way we can interact with each other and with our audiences is through the internet. But we'll still be releasing new music and finding innovative new ways to connect with the people of the Cape and beyond. Thank you so much, and we hope you enjoy Blue Skies.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
From now on,
That was Cape Harmony. Up next, one of the region's younger musical groups.
I'm Clayton March, and I'm one of the owners at West Bend Music in Dennisport, where I specialize in teaching Irish music to individuals and small groups. One of the things that drew me to Irish music was this concept of the session. A session, it's a casual gathering of musicians. It's often in a pub, but it can happen anywhere. My favorite ones tend to be in someone's kitchen. Music is just one part of the equation there. Just as important is that social aspect and the camaraderie of a session. Typically, we'd play a group of tunes and then chat for a while, maybe about the history of a tune or a joke, just getting to know one another. And so many times I've been in a session in Dublin or Galway, someplace else, and the fellow sitting next to me, he finds out that I'm from Cape Cod, and he'll tell me about that time that he met Ted Kennedy. Or he'll ask if I know his sister, who plays the whistle in Boston. And nearly always, I do know that sister, and I'm so happy to make those connections. That's what it's about for me, those connections. And that's what I had in mind when I formed a group called Celtic Kids. That was back in 2012. And it started with four or five kids aged around 10 years old. Some of those kids are still in the band. Now, as these kids grew musically and grew physically into teenagers, they decided that a rebranding was in order, and we settled on the name Celtic Roots. These are talented and hardworking musicians, and it's been incredibly rewarding for me to work with them. Before the pandemic, we'd meet for a two-hour rehearsal twice a month in a too small room at West Bend, and I really miss that. I see them every week individually for their video lessons, but the technology just isn't there or not available to us to do a full-on remote rehearsal right now. Social distancing can all too easily turn into social isolation, and I think the quarantine is hitting teenagers particularly hard. When the schools first closed, we set up a West Bend mentorship program. At first, it was an idea to help kids fill some of the idle hours that they've had not going to regular school. And what I found is that it's really helped to give these teenagers some purpose. And each kid in Celtic Roots has at least one younger student that they've been working with on a weekly basis. The mentors are gaining important teaching skills, and they're furthering the tradition by passing it on to these younger kids. The mentees are getting extra musical attention, and I've seen them make just incredible strides over the past couple of months. I'm looking forward to getting back into that small rehearsal space, but in the meantime, we'll continue to make music as best we can.
Hello, my name is Jonathan Ford, and I am from Harwich, Massachusetts. On this track that you're going to be hearing today, I play an instrument called the tin whistle. Now, this track is especially special. especially, I like that. This track is special to me because I wrote it. My sister used to have this puppy named Lola. This is what this track is titled after, her puppy named Lola. And she had always wanted a puppy for as long as I can remember, about 5 years. Then finally, one time for Christmas, my parents decided to get her one. And she was, like, extremely happy about it. Like, extremely happy, like, through the roof, I think. And they got me a fiddle bow, which I was also extremely happy about. The fiddle bow was awesome. And, like, about a couple months after we got our presents, you know, we were messing around with them and stuff, we went out to get something, and when we came back, her Christmas present had eaten mine, and that was the end of the bow. So, yeah, Lola was pretty cool. I loved her, though. Anyway, about a week before Lola's first birthday, she got hit by a car and she passed away. And it was very, very sad, and we buried her out in her yard. And where we buried her, we planted this little tree that looked like her tail. It went straight up to a trunk with no leaves or anything, and then it went like a little poof at the top, just like her tail had. And I wrote this tune looking out my bedroom window at her tree. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for this tune. I think this also kind of ties into our quarantine lately, because people are losing a lot of family members and friends to this coronavirus, and it's a very, very sad time for everybody. Also, I think that it kind of relates to being stuck, you know? Like, I really wish I wasn't stuck at home right now, but it's also enabled me to write more music than I usually would, because I'm not doing quite as much.
My name is Bailey Ford, and I live in Harwich. On this track, Lola's Tree, I play the piano. To me, Lola's Tree is basically a tribute to my puppy Lola, who died a couple of days before her first birthday. She was hit by a car, and it was a devastating event for me and my whole family. It was written by my brother Jonathan and is one of my favorite tunes to listen to and play. Personally, I think it has a really lovely and sweet melody, and when we first recorded it together as a band, I could tell that it was full of emotion. Ever since the pandemic started, I have been missing all of my friends that I have met through music. I am no longer able to attend my weekly music lessons with Clayton or see my friends whom I love to play music with. I also have been missing all of the performances that have been canceled due to the coronavirus. It has impacted my life in many ways, especially musically.
Hello, I'm Lily Hay, and I live in Wellfleet, and I play the fiddle. The tune Lola's Tree means a lot to me because it shows how at such a young age we can do so much. At any age, you can create a song or some sort of masterpiece if you just put in your effort and time. This pandemic has changed my musical life in many ways. I used to sit beside my bandmates and play along with them, but now to create a music piece, we have to send in clips of ourselves and edit it all together. It's sad that we aren't able to come together and create sets like we used to be able to, but for now, that is just the way it is, and not just for our band.
My name is Fern Tamagini O'Donnell, I play the fiddle, and I'm from Wareham, Massachusetts. I see Lola's Tree as representative of Celtic Roots abilities, since it is the title track of our CD, and making the CD was a huge achievement for us. I think that, even though the tune is sad, it also has a hopeful feeling to it. Normally, I am very active musically. I perform a lot and go to a lot of things like festivals and sessions and concerts, but now all of those have been canceled. I was supposed to go on a musical exchange trip to Japan with another group in April, and that was canceled. I've also been unable to meet with my mentors and musical friends, which has been hard to experience. However, while all of this has been really disappointing, I'm lucky that my family and friends are healthy and safe, and it feels trivial to complain about the smaller things that have affected me. Still, music reminds me that my community is strong, it will still be there after all this is over, and it helps me stay positive during this difficult time.
I'm Gavin Rice, and I'm from Brewster, Massachusetts. The pandemic has had a very positive effect on my music, because now I have plenty of time to practice and fine-tune my technical abilities when it comes to every single one of my instruments, and it's great. On Lola's Tree, I play the upright bass. Lola's Tree is a very special tune to me, because not only is it a very pretty original tune, it has a very touching story behind it, which is why I really knew it would be a hit for the band. Thank you.
That was Celtic Roots. We're getting a sample of just a few of our region's talented local musicians this hour. We'll have more after a break. You're listening to The Point, and we're hearing music created by just a few of the many talented musicians who have ties to the Cape, Coast, and Islands this hour. Up next is music educator and founder of the Provincetown Jazz Festival, Bart Wiseman. He performs with several groups on the Cape.
The song I selected is the Bart Wiseman Smooth Jazz Group performing Smoke on the Water. The Bart Wiseman Smooth Jazz Group is one of my most popular groups, which performs a smooth blend of jazz, Latin, pop, funk, and fusion across Cape Cod at events, parties, weddings, concerts, and restaurants. This jazz arrangement by Deep Purple of Smoke on the Water was transcribed by Steve Hamilton and performed by the Bart Wiseman Smooth Jazz Group. Our last restaurant gig was at the Grand Cru in Hyannis on March 14th, before Governor Baker announced that restaurants would be closed. Not performing live music on Cape Cod due to COVID-19 is like smoke on the water.
Was Bart Wiseman's Smooth Jazz Group. Up next, the Cape Cod Chamber Orchestra.
Hi everyone, this is Matt Cinto, the music director and founder of the Cape Cod Chamber Orchestra. As I sit here reflecting on the last 2 months, one thought continues to come to my mind. I miss our Cape Cod Chamber Orchestra. The CCCO experience is more than just the concerts that we present. It is the family style music making, the humbleness and excitement of our audience members, the dedication of our volunteers, and the sum of all of these parts combined that has defined our community over the last 2 years. COVID-19 is a perfect storm that I am continuing to navigate into the foreseeable future. While next season probably won't look like the way we intended it, we will find a way. I started this group with the intention of making a flexible and versatile ensemble, and I feel as if we are being put to the ultimate test. We are prepared to present music with a mindful eye towards public health and safety, while continuing to preserve the sanctuary that live classical music provides all of us. We're prepared to do what is necessary to bring music to Cape Cod when we need it most. This is simply not a time for us to go on a hiatus and become another victim of this horrible virus. And I'm constantly reminded that we have some of the most talented, flexible, and eager musicians in our orchestra. I know we will find a way. I hope everyone is staying well and healthy and is able to find some peace during these times that we live in. I'm happy to share a little clip with all of you. This is the finale of Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings, performed last year at St. Christopher's Church in Chatham. Hope you enjoy.
That was the Cape Cod Chamber Orchestra. We're nearing the end of the hour. If you want to hear any of the tunes again or find out more about the musicians featured, we'll post links with more information at our website, capeandislands.org. We go out on Alex Brewer's
Noodle Limb Hop,
a song from his recently released album, Unquoted. The song features Cape musicians Don Thomas on piano and vocals, Larry Chaplin on violin, Luke Masoya on percussion, Laura Capello and Tiana Esperanza on backup vocals. Alex tells us
Noodle Limb Hop
was thought of at a wedding, and in spite of itself, it really is meant to be danced to. In the spirit of local music, we hope you'll get up and dance. I'm Indy Todd. Thanks for listening.
Daddy didn't leave me a pile of cash or the genetics to grow a superb mustache. He didn't teach me how to drive, swim, or sail, catch a football or hammer a nail. But I learned all I needed to know from old Pop on the day that he taught me the noodle and hop. Now the noodle and hop is no fancy pants dance. Think you might like it if you give it half a chance. The secret to doing the hop is you got to pretend your whole body is made out of pasta. Might sound zany, it'll feel silly, but stretch your arms out, shake them all willy-nilly. Now your legs have escaped from Tusk condition. Toes to your nose, you're cheesy and delicious. Tie a bow tie, you can rigatoni. Do the Macarena, do the Macarona, do the noodle, the noodle, the noodle, the noodle. Tells you it's hard, they're lying. The only way to do it wrong is not even trying. Your shoulders are spaghetti, your fingers are confetti, your hair is linguine, and your spleen is fettuccine. Your liver is lasagna, your lungs are manicotti. There's not a right angle or a bone in your body. Holy moly, your knees are ravioli, your panties are soccer ball, and your hips are the goal. Do the noodle, the noodle, the noodle, the noodle, the noodle, the noodle. Hole if you're a dolphin or a whale. If you're a dog or a cat, just kind of wiggle your tail. Robins and cardinals, lend me a feather. Come on, you turkeys, we're in this together. The noodle and hop is sweeping the nation. Happening at work and it's happening on vacation. Human compassion hits an all-time high. Conflict and cruelty, so long, bye-bye. To the noodle, 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 noodle. Deepa, ba-doopa-da-ba.